Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios, and you can follow us both on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. I am at Chris underscore Broussard on Twitter. Chris Broussard 68 on the gram. And look, real credit card questions require real people. It's folks that understand your issues and work with you to resolve them. That's why Discover offers helpful U.S.-based representatives who are available 24/7, 365. Discover, exceptionally common sense. We got Lamar Mitchell, MGM Grand Director of Rates and Sports, joining us at the bottom of the hour as he does every football Friday. And many of you out there will be putting some shekels, as Rob says, on these games this weekend, so you don't want to miss that. And then, of course, our pigskin pickoff to wrap up the show. And, Rob, let's stay right here, of course, in the NFL. We've thrown out the Tennessee-Cincinnati game, you know, a few questions to some of our guests, but we haven't really talked a lot about it. Obviously, of the four games, that's the one that is least being talked about. And what's interesting here, Rob, is that Tennessee, even though they're a number one seed, even though they have beaten like four teams, I think, that are still alive.
Right. No, they got an impressive win record against good teams.
Absolutely. They beat the Colts, who didn't make it, but still a good team. They beat the Bills, Rob. They beat the Chiefs 27-3. They beat the Rams 28-16.
In L.A.
And they beat the Niners. And so, despite all that, and some of those wins came without Derrick Henry, at least one of them, the Niners. And Henry's coming
also
back.
Also the Rams. Remember, that was their first game without him. Remember that?
Was the Rams? Okay. I wasn't sure if that was the one he got hurt or if that was – okay. And Derrick Henry's coming back. People aren't giving – I'm picking them to win, but it just seems like a lot of people aren't believers in Tennessee. Hardly anybody, it seems, is thinking they'll get to the Super Bowl. Why do you think – I feel like they're being disrespected. Why do you think that is?
I think it's because of Tannehill, the quarterback, Chris, is they're old school where the best player is a running back.
Old school, like 1984 or something.
Yeah,
right?
You know what I mean, right? Right. Like it's just teams aren't built like that. This is a quarterback right. league. So when you look at the other quarterbacks around Chris who are playing, you go, he's like last. Him and, right? Next to Garoppolo.
Right, him and Jimmy G. Yep.
Right, they're like last. Everybody else is like a bona fide either star who's won or a rising star or something right. like that. So right. people look... And they just look at it and go, I just Ryan Tannehill, really? I know that they have Derrick Henry. Nobody wins with running anymore. You got to pass the football. You got to do this. You got to do that. And despite it, I think it's disrespect from this standpoint. If you had any doubt about that team, Chris, it would have shown itself when Derrick Henry missed those 10 games.
Right.
That's where you could say, see, that team is only about Derrick Henry. Without them, they're nothing. Tannehill can't win you any games. You know what? Like,
yeah,
they went 10 games without him and lost the number one seed, Chris, and recaptured it. That's impressive.
It definitely is. Most people, including myself, expected them to fall off once Henry got hurt. Now, they had already won so many games. I think they had won eight or nine, maybe eight at that point. And it looked like they were still going to be able to make the playoffs, right? Just because they had gotten out to such a good start.
Right.
But I certainly didn't expect them to be a factor.
Neither
and certainly be the number one seed. And, Rob, they're a lot like San Francisco. It's interesting. You mentioned Garoppolo. He's the other quarterback you got question marks about. But they both have great running games. They both have not just good receivers, Rob, but hardcore receivers.
Mm-hmm.
Like bully-ish type receivers, right? A.J. Brown is a bad boy. I mean, Deebo Samuel's the ultimate, right? But A.J. Brown is a huge difference maker for them. And he's a guy that these defensive backs don't want to see in the open field. And so, and then, you know, defensively their style. And London Fletcher brought it up. Mike Vrabel done a great job. His personality.
He's a really
tough,
good coach.
Hard, Chris. Absolutely.
He's a really good coach. I mean,
tough, hard nose is rubbed off on those guys, Rob. And so,
he's not a Belichick disciple. So
right.
That we can get that clear.
He never, played for him, but never coached under him.
Right.
I'm picking. Are you going with them or are you going with Cincinnati?
No, I'm actually going with the Titans. They're at home. They're getting Derrick Henry back. They got to feel good. I like Cincinnati. I do. I like what they're doing.
I do, too.
But they're a young team, Chris, and they're on the road in a big game. I don't know. We saw them lose to the Jets. We could go over some of the
games
that
they lost. They're up and down. They were up and down all year. Right.
And you know what? Truth be told, didn't play that well in the second half against the Raiders. They didn't.
Nah, it wasn't.
They scored
two
field goals, Chris.
Win. Yeah.
They scored two field goals in the second, one in the third quarter, one in the fourth. That's it.
Right.
With that high-powered offense, that's it.
I mean, it's win in advance, and that's good for them, but it wasn't like a really impressive win.
No.
You wrote a column today for Deadspin.com, and for all the stat pad for this, stat pad for that, no, I don't believe you are putting your weight behind Matthew Stafford because there's somebody you want to see lose more than him, and that is Tom Brady. Rob Parker, explain yourself.
What's the headline on the column? You didn't say that.
I don't remember the headline.
Oh, where? Oh,
ABB, anybody but Brady?
You down with ABB? Yeah, you know me. You down with ABB? Yeah, you know me.
I thought you didn't root for or against. I'm a journalist.
I'm a reporter.
I don't root for or
against.
I don't care.
You are fake news.
What happened to all that?
The column is that many in NFL America, not just Rob Parker, yours truly, but many are Brady'd out. They want to see somebody.
Did you quote anybody?
Hmm?
Did you quote anybody that's – okay. So many is Rob Parker.
Yeah, exactly.
It's Rob. Maybe. It's Parker. It's the Hibbo.
It's those my column. Many. All right. But anyway. And so the whole premise was Matthew Stafford has to play well, Chris, and show me something. Do I really believe that the Rams are going to win or I'm convinced or confident? No, I'm not.
Really?
I'm not confident in it at all. I'm not because –
You're picking them, I imagine.
I am going to pick them.
Okay.
But only because the Bucs are banged up and they don't have their full team. This isn't the same squad from a year ago. So are they susceptible, Chris? Yeah, I think they are. Is there a chance that they could lose? And I don't know. Matthew wasn't tested last week at all. You know, 17 throws. There's going to be a lot of plays that they're going to have to go for, not run the ball because they were up 28-0 or whatever it was, you know, where you could play it safe and run the ball and just protect it. So there's a lot there, but the Rams were a team that a lot of people were talking about and that they were supposed to be getting there. I'm not saying if they win this, they're going to automatically go to the Super Bowl because I'm not convinced of that. But I could see them lose. I could see them beating Tampa Bay only because Tampa Bay isn't Tampa Bay. That's my biggest reason.
Well, it's interesting. I'm picking Tampa Bay. You know, I picked them to reach the Super Bowl in the preseason. But I actually feel, I'm very concerned about this game for them. And really because of what you said. I mean, honestly, I'd be concerned anyway. We saw how the Rams beat them earlier in the season. We saw how that Rams defense looked last week. We saw how good those Rams receivers are, and we know Tampa Bay secondary is vulnerable. So I'm concerned. And then you throw on top of that the injuries, Rob. Tristan Wirfs. I think he'll play, but I hope that ankle is able to be stable. You know, and that, I mean, he's got a lot of dudes to deal with on that front line with the Rams. And so, and then Ryan Jensen, the center, again, looks like he'll play, but how effective will he be? So they are banged up. That's not even to mention the guys that are out or gone, AB, Chris Godwin, all that. But I think they can pull it out, and we'll see. But
you're just
I'm
not
surprised.
Confident, right? You're
yeah,
just not
yeah.
Confident.
I mean,
you can't be confident because you're not whole, Chris. I mean, you just don't know. You really don't know.
So you tell us though why you feel like football America, or at least a large segment of it, maybe you might say most of it, is Brady'd out.
I mean, every day with a narrative, and it's just different now, Chris.
So you think in this era, Jordan would be, people would be Jordan?
No. I'm saying he didn't. He wasn't in that, in what we in now.
No, I know, I think, but I'm saying if he were.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Oh, it would be a lot for people to hear.
Wow.
Yeah, I do, because I think it's nothing Tom Brady's doing. It's just the nature of the beast. And what we have, Chris, in feeding a 24-hour news cycle and having something to talk about and, you know, and stuff like that. And I just think after a while, it's even like I mentioned in the column, like after a while, people got tired of the Yankees, tired of the Lakers, you know, tired of Alabama football. You know, like they win and the conversation is always about them. And you get tired of it at some point. And I think we've reached that with Brady. You know, even with the 7 Super Bowls, Chris, and now he's talking about playing until he's 50 and all this other stuff, and it's like endless. Like, people are like, really? Oh, my God. And then Tom Brady's the greatest team athlete ever. They came up with that story. It's just the narrative is will make you throw up in your mouth. And I think we've reached that point where other people
not
just
me.
Want to see somebody else. Yeah, not you. You're a Brady fanboy, so you're
no,
not going to
no,
be like
no,
that.
No, please. But, no, I'm not that. But I'm just no, saying, but, I'm not tired I'm, of the narrative, but I hear you.
But I'm saying.
I don't want to see him play till 50. I will give you that. I mean,
why not?
45
I'm asking
is enough.
You why. Why?
That's just, look, I'd like to see him play next year. I love watching him play. I like watching him now more than I did in New England, other than when they had Randy Moss. I think he's
an
exciting player
now. Well, New England
was
the dinks and dunks, right?
Yeah. Other than, you know, the year they had Moss and all that, when he threw 50 touchdowns and you know, all that stuff, or for 5,000 yards. But now he throws it downfield. They pass all the time. Like, I think it's exciting now. But look, maybe if he plays next year, the year after, maybe I'll feel differently. Like, oh, keep it going. But right now, I don't know, Rob. 50, that would be like what? 30, basically 30 years of a guy.
Yeah,
that's 2 career. It just seems like too much. You know, I don't really have
does,
a reason.
Chris,
it just,
I
you know
agree.
What I mean?
It doesn't seem natural. It seemed like. Like,
yeah, just
really?
Bizarre, like,
right?
Yeah. It'd be strange. But let's throw it out. Let's see what Football America's thinking. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in. Are you with Rob? Look, anybody but Brady. Garoppolo.
ABB.
Tannehill. Allen. Anybody but Tom Brady. Are you down with ABB?
Yeah,
like
you know
Rob
me.
Parker.
Come on, where's that? Hey, Alex, pull that song up. You down with ABB?
99 on Fox.
Here we go.
Go ahead, Rob. You can sing it.
Okay. You down with ABB? Yeah, you know me. You
Golly,
down with ABB?
Man. Stop. Can you wait to get on the beat? My goodness. Just forget it. Keep it locked. Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Mic check. Mic check.
If you want exclusive insight from the biggest names in the sports game, what's good? This is national champion and former pro baller Chris Johnson. and let me tell you a little bit about my new series, KJ Live.
KJ Live is the only show featuring me going one-on-one with the brightest basketball minds on the planet to get the real.
And when I say real, I mean that real. I got legendary Hall of Famers, elite coaches, and the top basketball insiders bringing you a unique perspective on all things hoops culture that you will not find anywhere else.
To make your next move your best move.
And tap in with me on KJ Live, wherever you get your podcast from.
All right, iCouple, Fox Sports Radio Studios. And if you're out there and you got a dead battery, I know the temptation, the emotions. You want to bang your head against the window. You want to hit something. You want to fret. You want to worry. You want to cry. Don't do any of that. Just call AutoZone. And in fact, head over to AutoZone. It's America's number one battery destination. They got free battery services like free battery testing. That's awesome. And free battery charging. That's more awesome. So next time you're having battery trouble, listen to me, CB. Head on over to AutoZone, your battery solution and America's number one battery destination. All right, 877-99 on Fox. Are you down with Rob Parker and down with ABB? Anybody but Brady. Your turn to weigh in.
All right, let's kick it off with Drew in Newport News. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's that? Dre in Newport News. How you doing, buddy? You're on the Odd Couple.
I'm doing good. How you doing, fellas?
Good, Dre. Man.
First of all, I want to tell Rob Packer over there, he needs to stop hating on greatness. Like, if the man is playing great and he's being 50 years old, so what? So what if he wins another 4 or 5 Super Bowls? What does it matter if he's
you
just
imagine
not playing
that?
Battle?
No, I couldn't imagine that.
Four
I'd be living
five,
on Mars
oh
by then.
Oh, my gosh. They still got the place in Mexico waiting for you, Rob.
Yeah, I've been there. I just came back. That's all. That's right. All right, thanks for the call, Dre. Appreciate it. Jose in California, you're on the Odd Couple. Fox Sports Radio. What's up, Jose?
What's up, guys, man? I just see you guys every single day. Great show, fellas.
Thank you, brother. We appreciate you, Jose.
Yeah, listen to you guys all the time. But listen, man, you know, I'm a Miami Dolphin fan, and I hated seeing Brady win all these times. But you know what? I don't mind watching greatness. Greatness is greatness, and it gives somebody else to write about. It gives you guys something to write about.
I do like
and I
watching
love to
greatness.
See that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but, so
but that's why I like Jose.
Start talking about that. You know,
Jose,
I
hear
man.
That.
I don't like to see the guy win because I obviously am a Miami Dolphin fan. I hope we win one day. But, man, dude, if you got something, if I get to live my life and say, hey, man, I got to see that guy play, I'm going to go ahead and keep that with me for the rest of my life.
Well, we have seen him play enough already.
I do like greatness, Rob. And that's why I like Brady. I'm not. There's no reason to like Brady for me. I mean, I don't have any connection to him.
No, but it's not.
But I do
players
like seeing greatness.
And teams like when they win, like okay, you win. You watch Alabama win all these national championships. There are people who are like,
but he
okay,
doesn't win every year. It's not
no, but
like
they won,
Alabama.
But they had a nice run though. They won a lot. You know,
right? But 6-20 isn't like, you know.
No,
nah,
but
he's
it's not, that's
every
a lot
year.
For the Super Bowl.
He's in the hunt every year. But that's greatness.
Cheating great. As well. Tim in Georgia, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Tim?
Good evening, gentlemen. How's it going?
What up, brother?
What's up?
Not much. What's up? I'm getting ready to resurrect the spirit of Max here in Georgia. I'm with Rob, man. I think I'm tired of Brady. I'm tired of hearing people talk about him. And it's because some of the cheating is because he gets some of the credit I think he doesn't deserve because I think some of it has been Belichick. He's had great defense that Aaron Rodgers and other guys hadn't had. And
Tim, how's Belichick looking right now without Brady?
That's true, Chris. But sometimes some of those defenses that he had, had Aaron Rodgers had just a slither of those defenses, he would have more Super Bowls.
Yeah.
Come on now.
Aaron, I'd say it
I'm
earlier in the
Tim.
Show.
It's bogus.
Aaron Rodgers
it's a bogus
didn't
narrative.
Deliver in the first half either.
It's a bogus narrative.
So all those
narrative.
Games where his team gave up a ton of points, he wasn't scoring.
Yeah, but Chris, some sometimes of that was when you fall behind,
bad position.
When you fall behind early and you have to pass every down,
why are we falling behind? Because you can't put points on the board.
No, because the defense gives up points.
It's
I know.
Both. It's both. I'm not saying but the defense is blameless, but neither is Roger.
Yeah, perfect, but if you show me games,
points. That's all that I'm Aaron, asking that, for perfection.
That Tom Brady's had one game where they gave up over 40 points. One. To try to win.
Oh, that's fine. But Brady also don't give up goose
eggs in the
first half.
Five of his eight playoff games
at
38 points or more. It's ridiculous.
But Rob, he ain't putting up points.
Yeah,
but they're down 27-0
in the first half. 45 points.
And you can't win with 0 points either.
And there's a couple of games where he played where he never got the ball back, where this is with the
he rallies in the second half, to your point, when the defense softens a tad. That's what he's done in the playoffs. That's just a fact.
Nah, I just think that it's 27-0. It's the same thing like last year when Patrick Mahomes offensive line wasn't intact. He didn't put up any points because he couldn't.
And the offensive line wasn't intact all those years.
I just
now
said
it's his
that.
Offensive
I just
line
said
too.
That. That was my point. That's
now
exactly
it's his offensive
point.
Line too. My goodness.
No,
I mean,
I'm just saying, but it impacts the quarterback sometimes.
Rob, it wasn't Aaron Rodgers' offensive line.
No, but I'm saying if you don't have
points.
A complete team, sometimes it puts you in a bad spot. That's all.
And you put them in a bad spot
if,
too.
If you would have said to me that Patrick Mahomes would have scored no points in the Super Bowl, I'd bet my house that he'd score 3 points. I'd bet my house on that.
Okay. That's
and
one time. Aaron Rodgers has done it repeatedly.
That's what I'm saying. And it happened.
In first
I'm
half.
Saying it can happen.
All right. We got our man Lamar Mitchell up in a moment, but first.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Here's my question for you.
Yeah.
How do you feel about Ortiz in comparison to Bynes? Obviously, Bynes was a better player. But, I mean, you know, there's circumstantial evidence quickly because we got to get to Lamar. But there's circumstantial evidence about Ortiz just like there is about Bynes.
Here's the only thing that I'll say. Ortiz was released from the Twins because of what? Do you remember?
He no wasn't power. Doing. He was. I was gonna
no
say
power.
He wasn't that good.
No power.
He wasn't that good. Yeah.
Bonds was good from the very beginning. I'm talking about when you look at play.
Oh yeah, Bonds was gonna be a Hall of Famer.
Bonds had three MVPs before
he
even touched
Verb.
The stuff.
Remember Verb, that
right.
superhero.
You know what I'm saying? Like yeah. like that's where you could look at where you could look at a place in time. Where David Ortiz went from released to now he's a superstar. That's all I'm going to say.
Here's the one, but we don't know. Some guys.
No, I mean, but he was.
But I agree with you. I don't think he was using it. But all right.
Okay.
Good. I'm glad I asked you that question. I wanted to hear your opinion. All right. Art Mann. That's right. You hear the funky music. He's the MGM Grand Director of Race and Sports. He runs that city. If you go on to visit LasVegas.com and book your trip to Vegas, you will see this man in all of his glory. His name is Lamar. His other name is Mitchell. Welcome, brother, to the Ock. Man, it's all off the top of my head. I'm just giving you mad love, my man.
The hype is tremendous. I appreciate it. Absolutely tremendous.
What's happening, Lamar?
Not too much.
Right,
how you fellas doing?
We are good, brother. We are good. So let's get right to this. We got, you know, some games to get to. People want your opinion. The Packers going off as 5.5-point favorites over San Francisco. But the
That's a silly question because, you know, the Packers have been a favorite team of the public all year long.
Wow.
All
okay.
year long.
Okay.
Money's about 10-1 on the Packers.
Wow.
Tickets. 3-1 in the Packers' favor. I mean, we took a substantial six-figure bet at 5.5, went up to 6. The Sharps took back the 6, but all the money's at the Packers minus the 5.5.
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. I'm not totally surprised. Sticking with the Packers, they've been the best team all season. Aaron Rodgers is going to win an MVP. They've got great
What about TB12? He might
win. It should be TB12.
No, it's not going to be
TB12. It's probably going to be Aaron Rodgers.
We already saw the all-pro team by the same voters picked Aaron Rodgers 2-1. So you don't expect them to change their vote for the MVP. But anyway, great home field advantage. Now they're getting three Pro Bowlers back from injury. If you had to guess, do you expect they'll be favorite in every game they play the rest of the season, you know, with the addition of the three Pro Bowlers added to the team?
Well, with the fact that they have home field in the NFC, you would expect them to definitely be a favorite. Although they might not make it out of this game the way the Niners' run offense has been running over people the last portion of the year. But, yeah, they would definitely be favorites against anybody else left in the tournament.
Okay.
All right, Buccaneers, 2.5-point favorites over the Rams. Now it's been bet up actually to -3. But they're down a couple receivers. We know A.B., Chris Godwin. And they might be without two starters on the offensive line. Is this just bettors having faith in Tom Brady and, like, he can't lose? Is that why this line is as it is?
Of course. I mean, it's TB12, the considered the GOAT of all football players. I mean, but the public is on the Rams. I mean, money is about 6-1 in the Rams' favor.
I believe it.
Ticket count's even. And this is a Rams team that can put pressure on Brady with their front four. You know, pressure on any quarterback, especially when you don't have to blitz anybody else, is going to help the defense.
All right, let's go to the Titans, or the top seed in the AFC. But they only have the fifth best Super Bowl odds, according to BetMGM. And I've said it because people just don't trust Ryan Tannehill at quarterback. Can you remember the last time a one seed was this big of a long shot? Because, you know, normally the top seeds will always be up top.
Yeah, it's back in the prior format. You know, the 1 and 2 seeds got the bye, and if you were the one seed, you were one game better than the two seed or two games, and you were pretty much looked at as invincible as a one seed. But I can't recall a time where the one seed was not a solid favorite to win the Super Bowl.
All right, speaking of the Titans, they opened as 2.5-point favorites over Cincinnati. That's been bet up to 3.5 now. How much of that is the return of Derrick Henry?
I think most of it's generated by Derrick Henry returning. I mean, that puts the whole offense, plus the receivers coming back, but that puts that offense in a different dynamic when that big boy can run over the linebackers, run around the linebackers. You know, that offense, Tannehill, like you said, at that point, he is going to have a lot of opportunity for play action pass and a lot of open wide receivers with Henry healthy back in the backfield. But the bettors have backed the Titans in this situation. As far as money, it's about 3-1 in favor of the Titans.
How about the game of the week, at least to me, is the Bills against the Chiefs. Mahomes and Josh Allen both coming off huge performances in the wild card round, and a lot of people are expecting a shootout. What kind of action are we seeing on this one, and more specifically, what are we seeing on the total? Because the last time I looked, it was 55. Is it still there?
No, we're solid right now at 53.5. They're betting this one under. It's kind of hard
under.
To believe. Yeah,
wow.
It's right
because,
now 53.5.
Because of the Bills' defense?
Wow. It's kind of strange. So we're thinking we got a lot of money on it from the sharps to bet it under, but the ticket count is about 2-1 in the over, but that's all Joe money. So it's not really sharp money, but right now it's at 53.5. If you look at this game, the sharps have been betting this game on the Bills. I mean, really, you know, it went from 2.5 down to 2, down to 1.5 where we are now. The public is on the Chiefs like they've been on the Chiefs all year in the last couple years, but the sharps are definitely on the side of the Bills with the way how they looked last week.
All right, that's our man Lamar Mitchell. We appreciate the knowledge as always, brother. Enjoy the weekend.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a great weekend, too, and look forward to talking to you next week.
Yes, all right, sir. Brother. Peace. Pigskin Pickoff is next. Keep it locked. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
I just want to let this groove. All right, we are live from the Fox Sports Radio studios. And if you are a value customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. And that's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Time for the pigskin pickoff, folks, now.
You ready to retire? The Odd Couple is gonna make you rich.
Gambling, vice, corruption.
It's their pigskin pickoff.
That's right. It is the pigskin pickoff. Chris and Rob picking NFL games against the spread.
You know what I realized, Rob G? It just popped into my mind. Yep. Rob, I think the theme song for Shekel City should be that, Return to the Mac. That chorus is perfect. You lied to me.
Jesus. Unbelievable. Because you know I cashed in on the Lakers tonight, Rob G.
You lied to me.
Oh, Chris. Wow. That was funny, though. I'm not going to lie. That was kind of funny. But before we look
ahead to this
divisional round, we got to look back. And you guys both picked all right last week. It was basically what you did during the regular season. Rob, right about 50%. Chris, right about 60%. Chris went 4-2. Rob went 3-3. So,
it's funny because, my Shekel City picks, I was 5-1. I don't know what I was doing.
You changed your mind.
That don't matter. That don't matter in the picks.
Yes, it does, because that has
real money. Shekel City turns.
Rob does a lot more studying for the Shekel City pick than he does for
the
pick.
He's off the top of his dome.
He's like, I got real money on this. I ain't losing it. Come on. All right, here we go. Let's go. We're picking NFL games against the spread. Divisional playoff round in the NFL. Game number one. We're going in order. Bengals at the Titans. We're using the 3.5-point spread because that's what I gave you guys during the notes earlier this afternoon. That line has moved a little bit. But, Rob, Titans -3.5. Who do you like?
I like the Titans. I really do. And nothing against the Bengals. I like them, a young team. I just don't know if they're ready for it. And the Titans have been there before. They're playoff tested. They got to feel they're at home, and they got their star running back. How could you not feel confident going into that game? I like the Titans.
I like the Titans by 3 points. And this is going to be a theme for me in this pigskin pickoff. I'm going with Cincinnati as the pick to lose, but lose by 3. So I got Cincinnati in a loss.
All right, we move on. Game number 2. Talked about it all show. The Niners at the Packers. In this case, we got the Packers as 5.5-point home favorites. They're getting some Pro Bowlers back. Jimmy G's a little hurt, but that Niners run game is no joke. Chris, who you taking?
I think it's a great game. I think it's close. I got Green Bay winning. And I said this morning Green Bay wins by 6. But I'm amending that. I'm picking San Francisco in a loss, but I think they'll be within that point spread. So I got San Francisco in a loss.
All right, I'm taking Green Bay, giving the 5.5. They just got a complete team, and they're playing at home, and they had a week to get everything together. And the 49ers aren't whole either. I always look at teams and Jimmy G's not 100%, and Watt is coming out of
Bosa?
Bosa, I meant. Yep. Coming out of concussion protocol. Who knows what he's going to be able to give you once he gets back out there. I'm going to go with the Packers. They win by a touchdown and they cover.
Sub-zero temperatures with the wind chill expected.
Is it really
Lambeau.
In Green Bay? Wow.
Rest in peace to the fans. All right, game number 3. Rams at the Bucks. Bucks 3-point home favorites in our case. Matthew Stafford got his first playoff win last week. Let's see if he can get his second. Rob Parker, who do you got?
I'm going with the Rams. Again, this is not a full squad for Tampa Bay. They're missing people. They're missing a couple of star receivers. We'll have to see if other people can do it. If they get pressure to Brady, that's going to change a lot. I don't know. I'm not that big on Stafford. He could wind up costing you the game late. But I'm going to pick the Rams beating Tampa Bay outright.
Again, I got Tampa Bay winning on like a last second field goal by a point or two. And so I'm going with the Rams in a loss, but I think Tampa wins by 1 or 2 points.
Wow. You weren't lying when you said it was a theme here,
I know,
Chris.
I know.
It's, well, well, this is what you call playing the middle.
No, I mean, I hear you, Rob, because it looks like that, but I'm really not. My intention is not. No, but I hear you. It's going to work out that way, but that's not my intention. I really believe that this is how the games will go.
So you're expecting a lot of very close games.
I know.
Yes. Yes.
Game number four. This one, I think, is the closest match of the all four games here.
I agree.
Bills
with that.
At the Chiefs. Josh Allen, Pat Mahomes lit it up in the wild card round. Everyone's excited about this one. That's why it's on primetime Sunday night. Chiefs 1.5 point home favorites, which is saying a lot because usually the home team gets at least 3. Chris, who are you taking and why?
This is the one I break pattern, and I got Kansas City winning, period. Winning outright.
Are you confident about that, or are you just sticking with your
pick? Yeah, I'm confident.
Okay. I'm going to go with the upset. I got the Bills, the way they're playing. They have the number one defense. They have confidence. They've won in Kansas City. I just think Kansas City's had an up-and-down season, and I think
Buffalo hadn't?
No, I'm just saying Kansas City. And I think that this finally comes to roost and things don't go right and they lose at home.
All right. That's it. The NFL Pigskin Pickoff. All right. We send you out to the weekend. Have fun. Rob, have a great weekend, my man.
Yes.
And I will do the same. I'll see you next week in New York, New Jersey.
Yes. We'll have lunch finally.
Yes. Yes, indeed. All right. Go to iTunes, Apple Podcasts, SoundCloud. Subscribe, download, 5 stars, and a nice comment. Oh, and keep it locked for Jason Smith and Mike Harmon. Those brothers bring fire!